it's my third visit to Donegal, and the reception has been really very good. There's a lot of Fine Gael presence in Donegal. I've Dinny McGinley and Joe McHugh here with me, and a number of councillors with me as well. So there's a very good Fine Gael support in Donegal. If you look at the polls today, you'll see that what we have to do is to get somewhere in the low to mid-20s to head the poll. And our vote will go nowhere but up. And once even the Fine Gael vote turns up, we'll do that. So this is the beginning of the campaign. The Fine Gael organisation will now be cranking up. We're one of the few organisations in the whole country that has representation in every half parish. They'll be out knocking on doors, canvassing and turning out the Fine Gael vote. And I think you'll see a far different picture on the 27th of October.
So given the fact that of the two polls published today, one puts you in sixth, the other puts you in fifth, you're not overly worried?
Well, I wouldn't be complacent, but there are seven candidates, and some candidates have been getting a huge amount of publicity, even a huge amount of negative publicity, but they're on the tongue of the people when the poll comes. When we get into the business of canvassing over the next few weeks, going door to door, the Fine Gael vote will deliver me very well. If somebody can go down 11 points, you can go up 11 points. So that shows great volatility, and I think that volatility will start to ease and the vote will start to harden up. People need to see my experience, my background, and to know that the presidency can contribute to leading this country through the very dangerous crossroads we're at now, to a safer place where we'll be prosperous and happy. This is not a time for taking chances. This is a time for safe hands.